This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, welcome back into hour number two of our broadcast from the Spring Fling at Marsh and Bayou Mandeville location on Florida Street. Doors will officially open at 8 and they'll be open till 5. Lots of guests to come by, some special deals to take advantage of. And if you got any questions about fishing and gear, this is the place to come today. In fact, when we took the break, guys, we had a caller wanted to know about catching crappie for beginners. How would you tell him to rig up, first of all?
Well, first thing I would say is some type of little plastic like this, like a little Matrix Mini, or like a little Death Grip jig head. This is like a 1/16th or a 1/32nd would work fine. And you can either cast and retrieve it, or you could put a cork on there. You could use like a Salter's jigging rod.
Line,
4-pound.
And what if they wanted to go with the live bait? Maybe put a shiner on it.
Yeah, shiner would have
on a jig head, or
yeah, you can go with just
a regular
bare hook.
And then how deep? Depends on where you are.
Well,
what's going on?
That's the secret of crappie fishermen, right?
Rabbit,
they
you
won't
got
tell
a lot.
Anything.
You got a lot to learn.
Ultralight. You got to go light with everything. No, you know, you don't want to use any kind of swivels or anything. You want to go direct to your jig head. You just want to keep it everything as light as possible. Yeah. They're tricky. You use fluorocarbon if you can, and good
fish
luck.
Them under the piers.
Under boats.
Under lilies. Those type of places. All right, y'all brought some baits over here. Tell us about some of the hot new baits that are out on the market, and also what are some of the popular ones that your customers are coming in and asking for? You guys get asked for baits every day, so they're asking for a reason, probably because they're
working.
That's
right, yeah. Marker 54 shrimp have been extremely popular this year. I think they're popular across the board in South Louisiana. Another thing we're excited about is this new Matrix Shad color called Indiglo. We just got a pile of them yesterday from Chaz, and they're going to be on the mix and match. So, you know, you can get 50 baits, put them in one bag, and got a great deal on them. And this is a great color. This is it.
Very good. What else are people looking for? New trends that you guys have got in? I love those. He was here last year.
He was, yeah.
Blaine Salter with the jigging pole. I mean, those things are great.
Yeah. Trends this year that we've been seeing, you know, it's a lot of just jigging. The bridges have been on fire out here. Yeah. You know, the fall run was fantastic at the Causeway. I know Chris was talking about it earlier. The Causeway hasn't seen numbers like this in quite a few years. So, and that's just tight lining, jigging the pylons, and finding them. If you find them and you can find the pattern, they're going to be there. And I think this spring is not going to be any different. I think it's going to be fantastic.
What about new gear outside of rods, reels, and baits? You know, the box, the turtle boxes.
Turtle boxes are popular. Turtle boxes, sunglasses, you know, different color lenses. We will have Maui Jim out here today, and she'll have all of their frames and all of their lenses, and you can take a look at them in special order, or we might have them in stock here.
What's your favorite tin cup blend?
That's going to be his question.
Well, they just came out with their 14-year,
which is delicious.
Pretty phenomenal. Yeah. They're 10-year solid. I'm a rye guy, too, so I mean, I like it all. but, yeah, that new 14-year, if you can find one, pick it up.
Yeah, very good. All right, we're going to be checking in with Captain Mike Gallo, a guy you guys know him very well, huh?
Absolutely.
Tell me about the tickets you have to give away, too, for the Chef's Soiree.
Yeah, so that's going down tomorrow in Covington. Our 10 Cup guys are bringing a couple of tickets to give away. So I'm not really sure exactly how we're going to do it yet, but somebody's going to win
tickets. Somebody's going to win some tickets.
And what a great event. All of the chefs, the restaurateurs go out there and set up, and it's like you just kind of graze on through.
That's right.
It is
definitely a great event. It's for charity.
Bogafalia State Park.
State
and you're,
Park.
You're entertaining?
Yeah, my band is playing at, we're playing at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6:45 on the main stage.
All right, you work a magazine. You got That's a score right. that requires you to be here. You're in a band. What are you doing?
I like playing music. That's what I like to do.
He likes to slap the bass.
I got That's you. Right. Okay. Check him out. What's the name of the band?
Three Rivers.
Okay.
It's a great rock band. It's they do covers. It's all acoustic. It's
fun.
Everybody. I mean, every time they play, everybody just has a great time. So
very good. All right, stand by. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, is next, and I would bet you he's not going out fishing today, but he can always talk about it. We'll be back to do it right after a 3-minute pause. Take care. Listen to these messages from our sponsors on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report is brought to you in part by Cito. In fact, Cito is going to be by here. Aren't they coming, Chris?
They are coming.
All right. Is it going to be Colleen? Is it going to be Chris, or is it going to be Colleen and Chris?
I think it's going to be Chris. He sent me a text yesterday and asked me what time, so it's usually Colleen asked me this question. So,
well, the weather's bad and he can't fish. It'll probably
That's
be Chris.
Right.
He'll probably be here. But you can come out in person and meet the guy who will get you unlimited fuel drops, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back in, including a tow to your dock or to a repair shop, and it's all for one price, $249 a year. You renew it after that, and you get peace of mind when you're on the water. You can come by here to Marsh and Bayou or at the Spring Fling, and you can meet the Sea Tow people and get more info from them in person. Joining us now is Captain Mike Gallo. And Mike, I'm with two of your closest friends here, Chris and Ben, man.
Yeah, I've known those guys many years. Our professional careers sort of mirror each other. I went into guiding full-time in 99, and that's right around the time they started the magazine.
Wow, all those years, and you still hang out with them, huh?
Oh, they're good guys.
And you've been, how many times have you been featured in the magazine?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to say 8 or 10.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. I spoke with Steve McNamara yesterday, and he's going to do a follow-up story on Dutch's Corner in Marsh and Bayou, I believe, coming out next month. So still a lot of interest in that. Glenn Shore with Standard Mapping, and the map's coming out. So that's good. Proud of that.
I believe Dutch shopped here. Dutch came here to Marsh and Bayou. In fact, I ran into him in here. Yeah. I'm sure of it. He did. And Mike, I got to tell you, I got a very compelling and touching voicemail recording from Dutch's wife. And I'm going to share that with the audience one day, not on this show today, but in the coming weeks, maybe when we get that article out, I'll go ahead and play that. And it's a perfect example of what small gestures can do for the lives of people. It's very, very touching. Anyway, fishing-wise, washout this weekend, huh?
Well, this weekend's a washout, but things are looking up. Water temperatures are rising as we have longer days. Trout seem to be getting a little on the bigger side, more consistent. It's just a matter of being able to get to them, and that's a function of the weather. So, obviously, today wouldn't be a good day to try to do something like that, but there's better days ahead, and this is just the way it goes in southeast Louisiana.
Well, we're going to have this blow. It's going to certainly muddy the water. It's going to raise the water level. Picking up the pieces after it's through, how would you start out? What was your suggestion if somebody says, well, I'm going to give it a try tomorrow late in the evening or maybe Monday?
I will be on the water Monday, and the first thing I'm going to look for is the cleanest water I can find. So we always want to find clean, moving water with the presence of bait. And then that's going to be where I start. I'll probably start with a popping cork as I can cover the most amount of water and cover a wide area while I'm fishing to try to figure out what's going on. If it's just me fishing or if I have someone else with me, will divide the water column, where somebody's fishing the surface and somebody's fishing the bottom. We'll fish places where there is current, where there isn't current, hard bottom, soft bottom. You know, we'll just do a process of elimination. And then once we start to figure out a pattern, let's say they're in current, then obviously we can go more into bayous and maybe away from the lakes and work those. And it's just a process of elimination until you figure out what's going on and what seems to work best, and obviously stick with that.
Got it. Any other words before we depart here?
Well, I would say on a day like today, it's a perfect day to update your CETO membership. It's also a perfect day to go check out Marsh and Bayou. You know, Don, before I started my guide business way back in the late 90s, I worked in retail. So I sort of have a background in how a retail operation runs. And those guys have a beautiful store. It's well set up. The way the traffic of the customers can flow through the store and see all the products easily displayed, they do a really good job. It's a well set up store, and it's obvious by how long they've been doing it.
Well, we miss you. If you get a chance, drop on by later this afternoon if you can.
I certainly may do that. I have a trip planned towards the Hammond area, and you guys are on the way. So
we're on the way.
On. Yeah.
We might put you to work, Mike. Sounds like you got that retail thing nailed. Put you on the payroll, baby.
Well, I got out of retail for a reason. It is definitely a deck.
I understand.
Hey, you need a deckhand?
Yeah, I went through that retail purgatory myself for a while. Mike, thanks for the report. They can find you on my website. Give them your site and phone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you.
My website is aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the reliable telephone is 985-781-7811.
And it is reliable, we promise. All right, thank you, Mike. I hope to see you later this afternoon.
All right, Don, looking forward to it.
All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a paddler's report. Brendan Bayard joins us, and he's going to talk about, well, what's left for kayakers. If you can't get out in a bay boat, certainly kayaking is going to be tough, but there may be some opportunities for some freshwater fishing if you can find some places out of the wind, because it's not far off before that brim run starts and the sockeye is starting to spawn. I got a Toledo Bend report to talk about, and we got a bad boy feature coming up, all from right here at the Spring Fling, Marsh and Bayou's Mandeville location, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio Net.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Network. Yeah, you better be a good stroker if you're going to stroke in this 25 to 30 knot winds. I can promise you that. Not a day to be out in a kayak, at least not on open waters. Our paddler's report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them on Airline Highway in Metairie. Lots of fly fishing gear, everything for the kayakers. Like the name says, No Wakes. Stop by and check them out. Meet Justin and the gang. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now for the report. And, Brendan, I'm sure you can agree with this event coming in. Not a whole lot of opportunity out there for the paddlers.
Yeah, you just want to stay out of the wind and storms this weekend. But the patterns for the month are setting up nicely. This time of year, we got a lot of small bait that come into the estuary, a lot of, you know, nickel and quarter-size pogies, a lot of small brown shrimp. And this time of year, I like to use a kind of a windblown bank, and that kind of pulls all that little tiny bait fish together as long as the water's not super dirty. And, you know, you can really get into them and catch a lot of fish. That's kind of the pattern I look for in March. And it's been working pretty good, catching a lot of decent trout. The trout are getting a little bit bigger, so that's good. And hopefully it'll be the time of year that everybody looks for, the big trout run of the spring.
And next weekend's a big weekend for the paddlers in the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club with the Trout Challenge. Tell us how that works and how can people get signed up.
Yeah, we have the Trout Challenge coming up. It's our second tournament of the year. It's going to be in St. Bernard and in Lake Pontchartrain, so you can fish either place. We had a fun fish last week over in St. Bernard. They launched over at Pips and went into Hopedale Lagoon and caught some really nice trout. So the Hopedale area is good, and if the wind cooperates, I'm sure you can get out in Pontchartrain and catch some nice trout. The last time that the weather cooperated, we had some guys go out and fish the trestles and the twin spans and all that, and they all caught some really, really nice fish, you know, 5-pound fish. It was great. So looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we see some really big fish, turned in. It's going to be a CPR tournament where you register on Tourney X, but then they're going to have a weigh-in and award ceremony at No Wake afterwards at 3:30.
And what are the official boundaries where you can fish?
I think you can fish the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, which includes Lake Catherine and the Wrigley's, and anywhere in St. Bernard Parish, the Mr. Go, the Dam, Hopedale Lagoon. Those are typically the places people fish for this event.
And it would all be on the east side of the river, I'm thinking.
Yep, all on the east side of the river.
Got it. Now, the refuge opened up over there near Lake Charles in West Cove. So tell us what's in store over there if you like to go to Big Lake.
Yeah, if you go launch over there at the West Cove launch, that whole canal that you paddle in to get to West Cove, each side of that has some really great marsh. I know a lot of guys look forward to fishing that. It closes every year, I think October 15th through March 15th. So it just opened up today, and a lot of guys go in there, and some really great red fishing. There's some really big flounder and trout back there. If you look on the map, you'll just see the refuge kind of listed in the shaded area, and all that area is open now. So go take advantage of it if you fish on the west side of the state.
Yeah, no pressure. Should be a great opening. Brendan, if you could, give us a favorite secluded freshwater spot. If somebody just, this is their weekend, they want to fish and they want to get out, where might they go?
I like to go fish over in Chico. That's kind of my area, and I like to go into those Tupelo gums and trees that are up in Bayou Chico. No boats can really get back there. With a kayak, you can really get there and throw some poppers and all kinds of stuff on that floating vegetation and really catch a nice bass back there. There's chickapin back there, all kinds of stuff, and you're in some deep water. It's just so tight that the boats can't really get in there, but it's a kayaker's dream, especially when it gets hot. You can shade yourself with all those trees, and as long as you can weave the needle, if you will, through all those trees, but you don't have to make very far casts, and just kind of plop it along that surface of that duckweed, and then you get this big bass that blow up out of it. It's a really great time.
Yeah, and it's part of the state park system. How are the facilities over there? Most of the state parks have kind of got a little bit of a facelift. Are they keeping up with things over there, Chico? I hadn't been there in so long.
I've been about a year and a half ago, and it seemed really nice. You know, they have really nice cabins that book up. I think you have to book them up a year in advance. They're so nice. But there's camping sites, and then they rent canoes and kayaks over there. So if you don't have one, you can even rent one over there. So they got a great facility over there.
Yeah, and some really good fishing. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All righty. That's Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for our Paddler's Report. All right, coming up next, we got a story to talk about how illegal deer hunting can ruin your Christmas holidays. It's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're with Ben and Chris Tiblier at Martian Bayou Spring Fling. And, guys, I got a report from my Toledo Bend reporter. He says the Sockeye fishing, crappie they call them in Toledo Bend,
That's right.
Slowed down the past week, that transition into the spawn. You could find them scattered anywhere from the bank all the way out to 20 feet deep. He's calling for bright colored jigs under the cork, kind of what your suggestion was, Ben, to a caller. Also, he says the bass fishing, on the other hand, is phenomenal. It's been great. They're all over the banks moving up to spawn. A chatterbait around the scattered grass and a wacky rigged Senko has been his best producers. Now, tell me what I love fishing chatterbaits, and you guys got them here, too.
We do, too. I love chatterbait fishing. It's a blast. Probably my favorite go-to is a Delta Lure chatterbait, a little thunder jig like this. Mm-hmm. It swims nice.
Only problem is the redfish destroy them.
They love them.
I mean, but they ruin them. You might, if you catch one big one, he gets it right, it's over. You got to put a new one on. But, hey, it's worth it.
Yep.
So you got them here in a variety of colors and styles?
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. Z-Man has their new EVO chatterbait, which is very durable.
Probably holds up in salt water a lot better.
It holds up in salt water for sure. But
come by.
We got plenty of them.
You can pick these up. Also, he talked about rigging a Senko Worm wacky rig. Explain what that is.
So a Senko Worm is going to be like this Gary Yamamoto right here.
Mm-hmm.
You just go right through
the middle and you just kind of hang it there thing. And
you can use a rubber band if you want and hook it on there. We have those as well. That's pretty popular for those bass fishermen, especially this time of the year.
It's with scents and without scent?
We have both for sure.
Yeah. Filtered and unfiltered, leaded and unleaded. Get your Senko worms here at Martian Bayou. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, it's our Bad Boy, the Outdoor Feature of the Morning. Stay with us. We'll be back after our local stations identify along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On this past December 1st, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents received information about an 11-point deer killed on private property in Bienville Parish near the town of Arcadia. And during that investigation, the agents learned that Rhett Sims killed a deer on an adjoining piece of property and let it lay in the field because he didn't have permission to enter the property and did not possess a hunting license or deer tags. Sims came up with a great idea. He had another person attempt to retrieve and tag the deer for him, but the landowner stopped that person. The agents arrested Sims, booked him into the Bienville Parish Jail, where he celebrated New Year's Day of 2025, and further investigation revealed that he killed an 8-point deer on November 12th, a 5 and another 11-point deer on November 29th, all in Lincoln and Bienville parishes, while under license revocation and without deer tags. To recap, Sims, in addition to having no license or tags, killed 4 antlered deer in an area where the season limit is 3. All of the antlers were confiscated, and if convicted of all charges, including an obstruction of justice citation, facing maximum criminal fines and civil restitution for the replacement value of those deer in the amount of $21,666 and up to 5 years imprisonment, is 61-year-old Rhett Sims of Arcadia, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. And not exactly how I'd like to spend my New Year's Day.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll for sure. Woo, man, he gets in trouble. You guys get some hunters come in here?
We do. Yeah, for sure. We sell steel shot. We sell some duck hunting supplies during the season.
Yeah, a lot of cast and blasters come out here because you got the refuge right here.
Absolutely.
You know? You got within, what, 15, 20 minutes of this store, you've got to look at the variety
it's
of fishing
amazing.
You got. You got the causeway.
I'll tell you what's crazy is, especially yesterday, we had a customer come in the night before last. He's on the lakefront, dead shrimp on the bottom. He showed me pictures. Slot redfish, black drum, right? Four blocks.
Yeah.
Big blue cats are catching out here right now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
it's all right here.
Well, you know, we got a pier over here.
Yeah, it's not open.
And it's not open. There's one in Slidell that's not open.
Not open, yeah.
There was supposed to be funds because it was pretty much banged up by the hurricane.
Right.
And I don't know what happened. I get people on a regular basis that ask me, when are you going to open up that fishing pier?
I know Sunset Point over here, the past two times that hurricanes have destroyed it, the city of Mandeville has fixed it.
Yeah, well, it's there, baby. Yeah.
It is. But this time they applied for, I think, some FEMA grants, and it was awarded, but it's taken a little time to get that money to fix it.
Mm, okay. Maybe some of that money went to DEI in Afghanistan to train.
Could
have been over there. But, I mean, those piers are very nice, maintained when they were open. They had little fish cleaning stations, and you could crab off of them.
Yep.
And they're not positioned in a bad place.
No, this one right here is unbelievable.
Well, you know, you got that, and I can tell you stories of fish I used to catch in the surf right there before all the development in Mandeville. There's a little bayou that comes in and out of the lake, and when you had your run, like in late September and October, when it got real salty, those speckled trout would come right up
in the grass beds.
And then you got the whole refuge, you know, right there in Bayou Lacombe.
Absolutely.
You got freshwater fishing. There's bass, there's brim, there's crappie right in there, and you know, and then it's really not that far if you want to run out to the twin spans
to the
highway
right there.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
Well, what a great place. That's why they call Louisiana the paradise, huh?
That's right.
All right, guys, stick around. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to check in with Ryan Lambert. He has been doing some traveling over the last few weeks. We'll find out where he is and find out what the latest happenings down DTR, they call it, down the river in Plaquemines Parish. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, joins us now. I understand you got here to the North Shore. You got your shots and your passport, and they let you over, huh?
Yeah. Don't come up here too often. Not enough speckled trout on this side.
they got a few. Well, what you up to?
My little niece is getting married today, my little godchild, so we're up here for her wedding. We had a rehearsal party last night, and there's no tides, so they picked a good weekend, except for the weather.
Is it an outdoor wedding?
Oh, no, no. I hope not, because we got to move it indoors.
You hope not. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so what's been going on down the river this week before this stuff came in?
Well, the boys are catching fish. You know, it's been a little tough this week. You know, if you go further down and get on the outside where the Gulf and the marsh meet, you know, those reds are sitting on the outside because the river's at 10-1 still. But it's falling. It's going to be – we still got a little bump coming in about 2 weeks and whatever this storm does, you know. But it's 10-1, and it's supposed to be 7 in about 2 weeks. So it's falling. So it's coming – there's no tide today, but there's trout. The trout are inside still. You know, you can get them in, if you can find clean water. You know, the trout are there, but the boys have just been fishing reds and sheepheads and black drum, that kind of stuff on their trips, you know, on the east side. But on the west side, they got trout if you can get the wind to stop long enough.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier about the Bonnie Carey spillway and the level of the river, and I know you got some special intel you get on river levels. What is your best guess as whether the spillway will be opened or not this year?
Oh, no. No way. It's only 10 right now. It's got to hit 17. You got to have like 1.2 million cubic feet per second to open Bonnie Carey. I mean, there's no reason to open it. You know, it's, now you don't have the head pressure to hold that river back like it did. You know, they dredge South Pass. You get south and southwest. Plus, you have 500,000 CFS going out on the east side. So you don't have the head pressure we had years past. So that water's coming through.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, certainly has shown better speckled trout results up this far. You know, it certainly helps when the water's a little bit saltier. So what are you looking for when the weather clears up and everybody gets back to business again?
Well, the full moon is right now, too, so this is the transition. I mean, my ducks came a week early. They jumped the gun on the full moon. I couldn't believe that. I got 1,000 of them, maybe 2,000 in my yard. There's so many you can't hardly hear. But your speckled trout, everything will start moving out toward the Gulf now. This is the moon that does it. Everything will come out of its winter haunts, and you'll be able to start catching them in the bays a little better, and then they'll move toward the Gulf because all the bait's coming out. So this is the time of the year transitions into our summer patterns. So it'll get easier. Just depends on this wind. You know, it's been so much wind. But, yeah. You know, we had the best trout season in a long, long time last year. And the cold came and it killed a bunch of fish, but I didn't see a bunch of dead trout in our area. You know, further west they did, so but everyone's still catching trout, so it didn't kill them all, that's for sure.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that you got into fishing as being a bass fisherman, and certainly those bass down there in your area, they're a different kind of animal because they're in brackish water more so than other areas. Where are they right now? Are they in their spawn? Are the spawn already done down there? What can you tell people that want to fish bass in Venice and in surrounding areas?
Well, if they're way back in some ponds, maybe they could spawn, but the water's way too cold. The water's probably 49, 50 degrees. I mean, it's cold because the river's coming from Minnesota. So that water, I mean, it's frigid. We got in it this week to do some restoration stuff. It is cold. So those fish, they could be in the back corners of some ponds here and there, but for the most part, it'll be later to spawn down there. And then as the river falls and you get some low tide, you get some clearer water. But like you said, those fish are different because they're not the top of the food chain here. They just smack in the middle of it because and they've used to fighting that tide, and they're healthy, even by their tail. They're just so big around. They look like little footballs, but they fight, that's for sure.
I tell you what, a bass has a tough life down there, huh? He's got to deal with the constant changes in the salinity, which a Toledo Bend bass, don't worry about that at all. You know, the colder water, you would think, because they're so far south, they'd have an early spawn. But as you're saying, that river water's so cold, they actually have a later spawn. And certainly there's a lot of predators down there wanting to eat them, too.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think I want to be a Mississippi River bass. I don't think so.
They're like being a shrimp. You don't want to be a shrimp.
Now you're really talking some danger there. Very short lifespan on a shrimp. Well, look, if somebody wants to get a hold of you when the wedding's over and, you know, you come back from the reception and you're getting ready to go fishing, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111 or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. You know, it's weird, the duck bookings already. My goodness, my duck season's almost booked already. I mean, it's wild. Everybody's trying to get in on that. It's strange.
Yeah, they all hate them ducks. They got it in for the ducks.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. No, I don't want to be a shrimp. I don't want to be a duck. I don't want to be a bass.
He's right. All right, my buddy.
All right, brother. Yes, we will talk. Thank you. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Always a good time down there at the Cajun Fishing Lodge. All right, coming back after this. Hey, it's time to wrap it up. We're going to be talking to Chris and Ben and going over what you're going to see because we're about an hour away from the doors opening up here at Martian Bayou on Mandeville's Florida Avenue, the main drag coming through Mandeville just past the causeway. Come on by and check it out. We'll tell you what you can find right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, with Ben and Chris Tibble, NCAA, and also Captain Brad DeFonso. He has got Spec That Charters, and he's going to be here along with these two guys at Martian Bayou Spring Fling. Its doors will be open about an hour from now at 8 o'clock. Got some breakfast and food and refreshments coming on, lots of prizes to register for. Tell us what you got going on the fling, guys.
Well, it is, like we said, getting ready for springtime fishing. We got a bunch of good deals going on with some Shimano stuff, and Quantum and Daiwa. I tell you what is cool. We just got the new Four Horsemen Baby Boom Boom Shrimp, 2.5-inch. They look really good. They're coming in a 3-pack. We'll have those here. We got a bunch of captains coming. Another thing we're really excited about is Zook rods are back. So Captain Brock Miller will be here, and we'll have plenty of Zook rods. They can take a look at them.
Yeah.
Just got a bunch of them in, and that's a good rod for us. We saw quite a few of them.
Well, hard to find fly fishing gear, too. You got a special fly fishing demo coming up, too, huh?
Yeah, we do, sure do. One of our new riders, Captain Jacob, he'll be here. He'll be doing some fly tying demos, just talking fly fishing in general, you know, saltwater and freshwater. He does them both. Really neat guy. He's going to be fun to talk to for our customers.
What has been the most popular rod and reel combos? Has it been Shimano's, been Daiwa? What do you sell most?
No, the battle combos are super popular. It's a tank. The captains love them. They just last. They're durable. We build a lot of combos too between the Shimano's, some of the mid-range reels, the Mirabel and Altegra, with matching up with like a Coastal Falcon, something like that. We do a lot of building. We do everything. We spool them up. We get them on. Ready to go. Turnkey.
Yep.
So you take care of the inshore saltwater fishermen, freshwater fishermen, fly fishing. What about offshore gear? Do you have?
We do. Offshore? Yeah, we have offshore gear, and we're working on that section. We're building that up. We just got Nomad in, so we have a lot of Wahoo pulling baits. We have all the snapper stuff. Snapper is opening May 1st. So we got all the weights and hooks and leaders, swivels. We got a bunch of jigs, diamond jigs. We have, slow pitch jigs. We're working on that section, and it's only growing.
Yeah, well, they set the snapper season, and it's going to be another big quota. So snapper fishing has really returned. It was where people said, it's really not worth going. But now, if you go out there, the four fish.
It's definitely worth it.
It helps.
Now.
Yeah, and you can call through and, get some big fish,
And also, early in the season like that, when the water's still a little cool, the snapper will come in, and you can catch them in 40 feet of water right there.
Right.
It makes it pretty easy. We have friends leaving
from, the Eden Isles area to go catch
snapper. A lot of bay boat guys get out and get to them. And then, of course, you got some of the other species too that's coming around. Hopefully this year what's the one that hangs around the crab traps and
triple tail.
Hopefully those guys can come back.
Yeah.
Brad shaking his head. They've been off a little bit the last couple of years, huh? But man, maybe they'll come back this year. That's a great fish.
It's a good fish. It's one of those fish. A lot of people didn't target them, and then when they figured out how to target them, where'd they go?
And I tell you, it's one of the most delicious fish, too. Very, very 100%. White meat, flaky, really good. What's your favorite fish, Chris?
You were just talking about
tail.
It.
Triple tail. Mine's Wahoo.
Wahoo,
Yeah,
a lot of people are Wahoo, and then I know very few people, but some people like mackerel and some of those oiler fish.
Yeah,
it's
what's
just
yours,
not my thing. Oh, sockeye.
Triple tail is just like a big sockeye.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, it's a saltwater version and quite a bit bigger and fight harder, too. All right, guys, I was asked to mention this, too. They got a Bayou Cleanup Day. They're going to be having some crawfish. You guys got crawfish next door, huh?
We do. Drive-through crawfish, and they are delicious.
Yeah, I can pick them up through the window. Well, anyway, Bayou Cleanup Day is going to be Saturday, March 29th at Campos Marina, 9 a.m. Jimmy Corley and Tee-Wee's on the Bayou are sponsoring that. And if you want to participate, it starts at 9 a.m. Go out, clean up the Bayou. It's a great effort to keep the waterways clean, and they celebrate with a crawfish boil. Crawfish balls are great, huh?
They are.
Well, got the magazines here. You can pick one up right here and many other places, including all the advertisers, I guess, have them. Lakeshore Chrysler's got them over there, and our friends over at the cafe.
Absolutely. Old Southside Cafe.
They're probably like they go through, I don't even know, 800,000 copies every month.
It's hard for me to go to another place when I'm eating out in Slidell.
That's right.
I mean, you can't go wrong at Southside.
Absolutely.
Chris does such a great job over there at that place.
Yeah, and they're great people, too.
Yeah. Well, what's coming up in next month's issue? Have you got it planned out, or are you still kind of putting this one up?
We're working on it. We got a couple things. I know we're doing a the art of the release with article about releasing fish and how to handle fish. We have a couple of stories. Captain Nick out there in Baton Rouge is doing something like another Beyond the Bayou for. So we're working on it. You know, it comes together pretty fast. So.
Coincidentally, we've done some videos on that because it has become so important now to release fish. You're releasing a whole lot more fish than we ever did before because of the slots and the size, minimum size is increasing, and the bag limits are decreasing, and you got to release more fish. So that's going to be interesting. Who's working on that one?
Kind of all of us. So we're kind of piecing it together with different captains, and it won't be a long flowing type article. It'll be kind of like Q&As and stuff like that. So it should be interesting.
I know some guys that are good at long range release, you know?
Yeah.
All right. They're telling me got about a minute to go, guys. Let's tell them goodbye. 8 o'clock, doors will open up about an hour from now. Come on by. Going to have some coffee and maybe some donuts and stuff. A lot of food coming later on, and then open till 5. Take it
down.
We
are open to 5. And like we said, we have a bunch of vendors coming out here. We're going to have Maui Jim. We'll have Sito. We'll have our buddies from Yacht Armor and Safe Floor will be out here showing off their product.
They're great fishermen, too, so you can really you
know, DJ and Brad. They're great.
Captain Brad's here.
Captain Brad's here.
All right. We're ready. All right. Got somebody saying remember the CCA North Shore chapter.
That's right.
April 17th.
April 17th.
Okay. It's on. You guys will be there.
We will be there. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be there. Thanks for reminding us. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another two-hour journey into the great outdoors. We call it the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.